All right, it's time to dive into the webinar sales funnel, one of the most powerful sales funnels that exist today. And let's jump right over to our ClickFunnels. And here's what we're looking at. So let's actually dive through this quick little directions, because I always think that these are really helpful to get us a quick view of what exactly happens. So the webinar funnel gives the entrepreneur more time to close potential customers at a higher price point, as most webinars are at least an hour long, and gives more time to address the false beliefs of customers. This is big. Webinar funnels are an event and are broken into two phases. During the first phase, visitors register for a seat and hear success stories to increase curiosity. Unlike the auto webinar funnel, this live version is usually hosted on a third-party software. So GoToWebinar or Zoom. Zoom is actually very cheap. I love their webinar platform. It's great. During the second phase, visitors attend the live webinar and watch replays while the window to buy begins to close, creating true scarcity and urgency. So let's go here and scroll down, and again, we're going to keep the Breeze webinar funnel. We're going to keep this theme, I mean, and let's get this funnel. Here it is. So this is the live webinar registration page. So as you can see, let's pull this open, and I'm not going to get much into the editing of all of this stuff. I'm trying to get more of a how does the funnel actually work. But here, you're going to grab your video and you're going to put in a little intro video first. So maybe it's a 2 to 3 minute video. And then they just put in their email address and register for the webinar. One thing you want to be very clear on is when this is happening. Okay, so right in here, you're going to want to put the date and time exactly that this is happening. Okay, and now let's see what the other step is here. This is the webinar confirmation page, okay? So the webinar confirmation page, and let's just preview this right here. So it says, welcome, you've been registered with the webinar. Before you attend, save and print this page. So this is just a great idea. You can either say save and print the page, or you can just say set a webinar reminder right away. Okay, set a webinar reminder right away. And the cool thing is, I should have gone into edit the page here. Let me edit this page, because what I want to show you is with this countdown timer, you can actually set the date. This is very cool and intuitive, but you can set the date for a time in the future. So let's say we want to do a webinar in, let's say, Christmas Day of 2019, whatever it is. Okay, so let's just pick a random date. December 18th, end time, 12 a.m. Let's say the end time is actually 8 p.m. Okay, so what you want to do here is set the time of the webinar. So I'm going to do it at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then that's going to be the start time of the webinar. So now when I preview this page, when people get to it, I have to save it first. But when I preview this page, guess what? It shows up as how far into the future, right? So that is kind of a cool little feature that you can implement there. So this is just, again, you're going to say thank you in this short little video, or you can just delete this video as well. I mean, you don't have to have it here. You can just do it this way too. Step one, step two. Okay, about the speaker, all right? A little more details. Now I'm going to exit and go back. And that's just kind of your confirmation page, okay? So the indoctrination pages, these are kind of extra bonus pages. I'll go into them, but we don't really need to get into them because they're not a core part of the funnel, right? But you can send people over the next few days what's called indoctrination pages. And here's basically what you want to be doing. You're going to send follow-up emails after somebody registers. So in these follow-up emails, what you're going to do is just sort of get them to reapply, get them to re-sign up, get them to commit more actions. So you want to give away, maybe if you're going to do 13 secrets to ad copy mastery or something, give them one secret, give them one tiny secret along the way, right? So in email number one that goes out the next day after they register, say, here's a sneak peek inside the webinar. Click the link and I'll show you a 2-minute video on one little tiny secret, okay? And then again, reconfirm your seat here, which is gonna send them back to the page again, okay? So indoctrination page number two is kind of the same thing. So you're gonna have these different indoctrination pages. You can use them or you don't really have to, but that's just kind of the gist of what you're trying to do there. So then you're gonna have the webinar replay room. So the actual webinar happens on Zoom or on GoToMeeting and you record it. You can upload it to Wistia, you can upload it to YouTube, whatever you want. But this is the replay page, the replay room, where on this page what you wanna have is a replay, again, where this presentation will end in. I would say this special one-time offer ends, and then you want to have a hard end to where people can't purchase after. So if you're going to put out this webinar, I would say, you know, in 3 days after the webinar happens should be the expiration of the offer, and then you take the page down. And I would not at all balk on the scarcity of all of this. Make it real scarcity because you're gonna increase your sales, okay? So then what you would have is you would just add a little button, or you just, in your webinar, you send them to a specific URL, right? So then they can't come to this page and click the button right away. Instead, in the webinar, you say go to addcopy5000.com, and that's where you can get my special offer. This is only available until this date, XYZ date, or this is only available for a few days, 3 days. It's gonna end on July 30th. So what you wanna do is apply very real scarcity to this so that people actually go through and buy. Okay, so after the webinar, what you wanna do is broadcast out to your list and send them this replay hard twice a day. I would say at least once a day, but I would recommend twice a day because you want to get people to this replay in a time-sensitive manner. So that's the webinar entirety funnel. There's also an automated webinar. I'm not going to cover that here because it's basically the same thing, but this is kind of the straight webinar funnel where you can get people to a live webinar.